Heavy test.
IVN4, is that LK?
K4NIV, good afternoon. Name here is Maurice. We're in Simpsonville, over.
Maurice, the name here is Shane. I was listening to yours and Lloyd's conversation. I was about to drop a trailer, so I didn't interject anything, but sounds good. You're a little more muffled on your crossband. I don't know, maybe back off of the mic, the HT microphone a little bit, but it's working, at least right now. I know you had an issue with it a minute ago.
Now this then, maybe I'm driving so hard with my voice there. I tend to yell into a microphone for some reason. Okay, Shane, yeah. And sounds like a winner. I appreciate you coming back to me.
I'm in here doing a little bit more work. Got a radio on the work truck. KA3JCA was the call of Richard, and I have not heard him in a while. His wife was a ham as well, and their daughter. And I went to Southside back in the 80s when we moved out there. Have you been in Heritage Lakes that whole time since the 40s?
1986, over.
At the time the school built over there, I'm trying to remember. I don't remember exactly what year. We were doing some things, playing soccer and things like that on the field before the actual school building was finished.
Good. Well, both of my sons went to Southside, and they graduated in 96, 97, somewhere along there. I'm pretty sure it's 97, 98. And we were involved in all kinds of activities there.
Grew up there, kindergarten through my senior year, so I'm very familiar with it. There was a couple. I think one of the builders of that neighborhood, David Green, he and his wife, I think they used to live in there. But goodness, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I haven't heard that name in a long time. Okay, well, I guess that was back in the days when the Christian school and the church were combined, and then they separated. I'm not sure what the reason was for that, but I don't think we could afford to send our kids there now, over.
They couldn't do it, and my parents struggled then back in the 70s and 80s, but it was not. It's exponentially more now, I believe. It's not even, you know, adjusted for inflation and the times, it's not even the same. So, but it was good. I got a good education, and I still know a lot of people. One of the girls I graduated with, her parents live in there in Heritage Lake, too. As far as I know, they're still there. They were there a few years ago.
Okay. What year did you graduate?
Okay.
10 years ahead of my boys then. They went to another school up in Taylor's for K through 8, and then switched to Southside for high school, 9 through 12, because they could walk it from the house here, and that means we didn't have to go and buy them cars to get to school. They tried riding bicycles, all kinds of good stuff over there till the day my older son hit a speed bump or a curb, and it tore him up a little bit. So he said, "Yeah, I don't think I want to ride a bike anymore."
I said, "I got a little bit of it." I think you said your sons weren't in school then, or weren't there. They were at a different school. I was going under my lowest area, my worst reception area. But if you've been there since 86, I guess you'll remember Woodruff Road was just two lanes. There was a McDonald's and a grocery store there. I think McDonald's is still there, but it's changed a little bit since I was going out there. I remember driving down, get off 385 at Woodruff Road, and it was two lanes all the way down the south side.
I do remember. Two lanes. You could go from never have to stop. And the year we moved here was the year that they put the traffic light at Highway 14. And we saw them build McDonald's. There was a Winn-Dixie behind the McDonald's, which is now Big Lots. And, or was. Maybe they're back, I don't know. and there was a hardware store back up towards Greenville a little bit, and the cemetery, and that was it. This was kind of country when we moved here over.
The hardware store was about the only thing on the way out there, and then, of course, there was houses and pastures and a lot of trees. But I remember the south side of the church was talking about building out there, and they said that the area was, or people asked, why you want to move out there? And they said, well, it's projected to be the fastest growing area in the next few years. And a lot of people didn't believe it, but boy, it sure turned out to be right.
And now we try to avoid woodruffers at all costs, but when we do, we just have to learn to be patient and to go when the car in front of you goes. And
I don't enjoy going on Woodruff Road anymore. Well, I really never did except then. It's definitely, you got to have patience, and you got to give yourself a lot of time.
14's gotten bad, too. We go to church in Simpsonville, and they used to take 10 minutes to get down there. And now it's 20, 25, depending on traffic. And we go Wednesday nights, and it's a struggle. You just have to get there when you get there and have to wait, allow plenty of time. Sometimes we get there early. Sometimes we don't.
Go to in Simpsonville.
I
work for UPS. I used to deliver there. Delivered all Main Street and a little bit of 14. But that was back in 2012, 2010, something like that, 2010, 2012. I drive the big trucks for them now, making the local bulk pickups and a few deliveries.
In my respect, if you're out there on the road with the big truck, very good. I hope it's been a good career for you so far.
Taking care of me. I've got 34 years in, and I'm eligible for a pension now that I just turned 55, so I'm actually looking at hanging this one up and doing something else for a while. I could stay longer, but my body's tired, and I'm tired of the long hours.
I understand that. I spent 50 years in computers and as a programmer mostly, but then, you know, they've got smaller companies, and you just learn to do everything. And really enjoyed it because it was, every day was different. It wasn't... It finally got to where, I guess 2016, the company was making cutbacks, and we had a young fellow that had just gotten married, just bought a car, and had made significant financial commitments, and they were going to let him go because he was last man hired. And I said, well, just let me retire, and that way he can stay, and you need him more. Need him more than you need me. Work from home, but gave that up several years ago, and so now I'm footloose.
Sounds like that was a good thing for that young man. I'm sure he appreciated it. And then, did you used to be more active on this repeater several years ago? I feel like your call is pretty familiar, like one I haven't heard in a long time.
I was the net control for the net in the evenings for 1987, 88, somewhere along there. I was emergency coordinator for Greenville County for a while, and I was fairly active in 2 meters. Didn't get a whole lot of HF done because all I had was a Tantec Argonaut running 5 watts to a wire antenna. I made contacts, but ham radio was 2 meters over.
Licensed in 91. I got married in August of 90. Got my license in after I got married. And I had a little HT for a while. And then I had a radio in my personal truck. But I would try to check into the net. Didn't really do much from home for a long time. But spent a lot of time at my father-in-law's house. He was a ham. When we were first married, and he had a little HF station in a 2 meter, and so I check into the net a lot, but I believe that's probably where I remember your call from, if you were net control, if you did it back in the 90s, I'm not sure.
Well, long in there, that's for sure, and even when I wasn't net control, I checked in every night. Really got to know the people on the net very well, and they had some really good friends that aren't around anymore.
Number Sue, N4ENX. She was my first contact on 2 meters.
N was her husband, and Sue was N4ND. I went good grief. You just said it. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, Sue helped me out a lot because even before ham radio, I had the old chicken band in my car, and I was coming up from Atlanta one night, and it was getting snowy and slippery, and she got out her CB and just talked me right home. You know how it keeps the night alive when you got somebody you talk to while you're driving, and she was a special person.
ND4N and N4ENX, and then there were some old calls I remember would check in. K4TOY, Mully, I probably remember him, and of course Ray. We really miss Ray around here. I saw him not long before he passed. He was, my son moved right down the street from his house. My oldest son bought a house, so I stopped to say hello to him not long before he passed on, but Ray was a good memory from all that time ago as well.
That's right, and he was another one of those special hams that very patient with you, and he would help you any way he could if it was at all possible. And Dot K4AOH was another one, and she was active in a lot of the events that we did. I used to run the things like the triathlon up at Truman, and we would run communications for that, and several races, bike races, and events where we'd have a ham spread out across the area, and then we, you know, we could return information back to the people that were running the event, and you know, if anybody had a crash or had had a broken bike or something, then we would let somebody know if they'd send a van out to collect them, bring them back. Those are the days. You're bringing back some great memories for me.
You might know some of those people since you were around that long. I wasn't involved as much, but I did hear them on the radio all the time, so kind of get to know people. I didn't really talk much back then, too, a little more shy. But you get to know people when you hear them all the time. So it's kind of that, I mean, it's still that way now. Just a different group of people now. And that, you know, they still do some of that activity with one of the big bike races up on Mount Mitchell, I believe. Hams will be there to be posted at stations. But I don't think they do it as much. They're not as involved anymore with cell phones and all that. Ham radio isn't utilized as much as it used to be.
And that, of course, you know, back in the early 90s, there were no cell phones or the big old bag phones. Very few people had them. And I think you're right. The Spartanburg Club used to run communications for the Mount Mitchell assaults. I had a friend who was a rider, and he was about a little bit older than I am. He was a trainer at one of the local gyms, and this wiry little guy. And he would ride up the mountain. He'd get to the top first in his age group. He'd ride halfway back down to meet with his friends and accompany them back up to the top again. The guy was amazing. But I'm rattling on. I'm sorry.
Amazing. One time up would be good for me, I think. I'd be lucky to do that now. But no, I've enjoyed talking to you, Maurice. I knew your call sounded familiar. I hadn't heard it in a long time, so it's good to hear you again. But I'm pulled over here. I got to run into. Let's see a man about a horse. That's what somebody said the other day. I thought that was a good one. before I make my last pickup, and then I'll be able to head home. But enjoy talking to you tonight, and nice to hear you on the radio. KA4NIV, N4ZLK. Hope to do it again.
Thank you for coming back. It's been a great chat, and I appreciate you talking with me. N4ZLK, K4NIV 73.